straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly love, let me go on wild with the song. Savior and God, let me never in darkness grow. Keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love.
Does he fill your way?
Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly God, oh, let me go all the while with the song.
Of love. One of them is the Greek word philo. Philo means friendship, the kind you have for your wife and the love, that kind of love. That kind of love is not true love. Oh, I know you little teenagers out there, you want to believe that, but it's wrong. That kind of love will make you jealous of your wife. It'll take a pistol and blow your brains out because of her. That ain't real love. He said that's philo love. But agape love will make you get down and pray for that man's lost soul. That agape love, that's the kind of love this church needs. But all we need is that kind of love. God, give me that love. I'd rather have the experience of love than all the gifts that God's got in heaven. For you can have every gift God's got and still be lost. How many knows that? That's exactly right. It's love, the love of God. Where there's tongues, they shall cease. Where there's prophecy, it'll fail. Where there's knowledge, it'll vanish. But when that which is perfect has come, it endureth forever. Love, love one another. Amen. Oh, fill my way every day. Let me go all the while with the song and the song. Does he fill your way every day with his wonderful, wonderful love? Amen. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. You have to excuse my raspy voice. I was praising the Lord today. Well, I missed you all very much. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord with you, ready to receive more revelation. Who's ready to receive more revelation? Praise the Lord. Well, you're in the right place. You've come to the right location at the right time because you're going to get more revelation tonight. God's prophet, the Holy Spirit's going to speak through him tonight, and you're going to find out more who you really are. Praise the name of the Lord. I love it to hear him tell me who I am. Because the devil tells me not too many times who he thinks I'm not. I just keep telling him, but I am. Because the one said, I am that I am, told me, I am. Amen. And so are you. I love it. Brother Branham, on each one of these messages, I love how he sings that song. One of them. One of them. It truly blesses my heart. You happy to be one of them?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. How many of you enjoyed your Easter?
Amen.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. Let's just tell him real loud. We love, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the most wonderful Easter. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me be seated. So wonderful. How many of you just got a special touch and a special anointing from the Lord during Easter? Oh, how wonderful. You know, we're looking on the negative side of it. That it is, well, man, we're not going to be able to get together. We're not going to have Easter services. And what are we going to do? And look what he did for us.
Amen.
What a special time that I've heard so many testimonies, so many emails and texts that have come in and from you that are streaming that have come in from different parts of the world that what this Easter did for them. And what truly a blessing it is. When you shut all the world out, and you don't get involved with the world and you do that and you just give it to him. You cannot outgive the Lord Jesus. It simply can't be done. The more that you give to him, the more that he gives back to you. I've heard so many testimonies in which we were just sitting back with Brother Samuel and Brother William and talking about it. When 3 o'clock, I was getting so anxious when 3 o'clock was getting around. My mind was already going back to Calvary. And I was thinking, Lord, what you did for me on this day as a man, but you came down and you give your life for me. And when I got on my knees at 3 o'clock, guess what? He was right there. He was right there. Did you feel him? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. There was so much that was said on those messages. It was just so perfect in the timing and the way that it was. And the opportunity that we had to join together in the prayer times. That we had our quiet time on Saturday, but the 9, 12, and the 3. And I don't know if you experienced this. It was just so sweet to me that when it was down praying for one another, just a name would come. Then another name would come. Then another name would come. And I'd pray for that person. Then the Lord would put somebody else upon my heart. And the Lord knows my heart. I tried to look out over the audience and try to look at your faces and pray for each one of you. I know that he knows who you are. He knew you before the foundation of the world. How wonderful it is. But we heard so many things on those messages. And so much on the rising of the sun. What a message. Oh, what a message that is. We heard about that quickening power. Did you like that?
Amen.
Amen. He said, we're not the gas, but we're the spark that ignites that gas. He says, that puts it out. He says that we receive that quickening power. He said, I want to be like they were on the day of Pentecost. Listen to how that they were. He says, it changed them. It quickened them. It made them different. They were a changed people. From then on, it quickened them from the old life of being cowards to like a lion of the tribe of Judah. They were absolutely face martyrdom, nailed to the cross, crucified upside down, burnt, thrown in lion's den. No more cowards about them. Death had no victory over them at all. The dynamics was in the mechanics. Yes, sir, it was quickening their mortal bodies. That's what it's doing to us. Amen? It's quickening our mortal bodies. He said that quickening power that's in each one of us, when we die, we will raise again. And let me correct that, preface it that. When you hear that I'm dead, like Brother Branham said, don't you believe it. I already died. I can't die and neither can you die. You believe that? How wonderful that is for the bride of Jesus Christ. You can't die. Praise the Lord. There were so many nuggets and so many things that he said on those messages this weekend and tied in so perfectly, even to what we are going through right now in studying and listening to these messages that we are with the church ages, that he said so many things that just tied in perfectly together. And we're receiving more and more revelation. And through this whole church ages, what he's doing, he's showing the two churches that have come up. And we're watching them from the very beginning of Paul with each one of the messengers. He says those churches came up. He said there were two churches that were there. There was a true church and there was a false church. They were coming up side by side. And he said, here they come. And he says, then at first they come into a little deed. He says, and then the next church age, he said it was a doctrine. And he says, and then it grew. And he said that whore that was down there, it started having daughters. I love how he said, whoa, this old girl had daughters. And we see him. He brought that revelation to us. He brought and told us and who those two churches were. And he says that Nicolaitanism spirit. And we see it with our eyes today. That conquered the laity. We see it everywhere. And he says, I hate it. And so do we. We hate it too. But we've been set free. He says, but all the way through all each one of those generations that came up through each church age, he protected and he saved that there was that little bitty remnant that come out. He said that light got really low and through those dark ages. But I was thinking about that and praying about that today. And I thought, Lord, how wonderful. Have you ever been in a real dark black room that's totally dark? And there's a little bitty light. Of how bright that little light seems when it's really dark. It really seems light. That must have been when he looked down and seen that little bitty light. It looked real, all that blackness and that darkness. That was us. That little bitty light shining. The bride of Jesus Christ. He said he kept it and he protected it. He said it wasn't a miracle how that Catholic Church, he said how it's all through the years that it kept going. He said they'd had the state and everything behind it. He said it was that little minority. He said, how did it keep going when everything was against it? Everything, the Catholic Church, the government, everything. You know why? They had a quickening power. Just like you, everything's against us, but you've got a quickening power. Amen. He says, now the church has went through the persecution and now it's coming back as we see it going through. It's being restored again. Do you believe that?
Amen.
He says, as it's coming up, everything's being restored. It's coming back. And now this revelation is being brought to us that we see it, that once it was this seventh church age, that we know it couldn't have been revealed until this last day. This is the only day, the only time, and you're the only people that have ever since the foundation of the world to be able to receive this message.
Amen.
To receive all these mysteries that's being revealed to you. That you're able to understand and have a revelation of what it was. And he said that as it being revealed again. He says he's coming back and this church is restoring back as it was on the day of Pentecost. It's coming back to that place. And he says that church is everything that Adam forfeited. In the beginning of time, is being restored again. Is that right? Adam forfeited everything. It all went down. And from right then, he started building his church back up again. From the very beginning of time when he did it, he was bringing it all the way back to today.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
That Adam again.
Yeah.
Everything he forfeited, everything that he had, he spoke the word. It went into existence.
Amen.
He said he moved mountains. He named everything that he did. That's what we're going back to.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I'm happy for that. He says, now, I want that now, who is the Son of Man? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and now the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Amen.
In the man Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We believe that.
Yeah.
But there's even more for the bride of Jesus Christ today. Even more. Luke, the 17th chapter and the 30th verse, and Malachi 4, and the different scriptures that we're acquainted with, that word again is waved over the people.
Amen.
That the dreaded traditions of man is dead. And the Son of God is alive again.
Amen.
With the baptism of the Holy Spirit right amongst us.
Amen.
And gives us life.
Amen.
Listen. As Christ was the first one to rise from all the prophets and so forth, although being typed in many places, he was the first fruit of those that slept. The first ones. He came back. The death and resurrection. That was the first fruit. Waved before the people. Here it is. He says, but in the bride, the coming of Christ, the coming out of the church, there'll have to be a sheep waved again in the last days. Waving of the sheep. What was the sheep? The first one that came to maturity. The first one that proved it was the wheat. That proved it was the sheaf.
Amen.
Right there.
Amen.
The sheaf laid way before the people. The first seed to come into maturity. That there is a way for the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The white stone, giving the hidden manna to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. We're feasting on hidden manna. That's been hidden since the foundation of the world, given to that white stone that no one knew the name but him.
Amen.
And that we can look, you can get married, you can have kids, you can whip your kids, you can do things wrong, but you're still perfect in the eyes of God. You have no sin, you have nothing, you've been set free. Praise the Lord. What that does to the bride of Jesus Christ. What that does to you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh my goodness. I love this message. I love the Lord Jesus. I love you. We're going to be together for eternity. And we're going to be sitting down with that prophet. Talking about these days. I want to hear when he talks about when he's called up in that constellation of them seven angels. I want to hear that story. I want to hear when he said he turned and looked at that seventh one and it kind of looked familiar to him. Whoa. Oh, praise the Lord. Look what we got. Look what we're listening to. God being unveiled. Oh, praise the Lord. Seeing ourselves, seeing your name written on the book of life. You're going down and what would you do if there's a literal book of life, Lamb's book of life, and you're frantically going down and, oh, once you saw your name, there's my name. There's my name. You see it tonight? Amen. My name's on that book of life. Put in there from the foundation of the world. A bloody lamb that was sacrificed. He said he stuck his finger in the side and wrote Joseph Branham.
Amen.
Oh, I'm thankful. thankful for that message. I'm thankful for what the Lord Jesus has done for us. Looking forward to what He's going to do for us. We can't even conceive in our mind. I love sitting together in heavenly places with you in Christ Jesus, worshiping the Lord Jesus. He's worthy of everything. We want to go to prayer tonight and welcome Him as we bow our heads. We just think of Him and worship Him and thank Him for all that He's done for you. If it wasn't for His grace and His mercy, you wouldn't be standing here. You wouldn't have that revelation. But He knew you and He loved you. He saved you and predestinated you. Then He opens up your hearts to all these mysteries. Lord, who am I that You would reveal them to me? But I'm so thankful. I'm so happy for it, Lord. I'm so happy. I'm unworthy. And Satan tells me how unworthy I am. And I am. But You're still a child of God. Predestinated before the foundation of the world. We do things wrong. We make mistakes. We fall. I'm down more than I'm up. But His hand is always there. He always reaches down and picks me up. Why, Lord? Why? Because I love You, son. You're mine. I give my life for You. Daughter, I give my life for You. Hold on. The journey's just about over. We're about there. It can't be much longer. I'm thankful we know who we are. I'm thankful that He gives us this time to be together with brothers and sisters and have that love, that great love. So precious it is to the bride of Jesus Christ. We've got a few prayer requests that have come in. Our sister Dodge, she's not feeling well tonight. And we have thank you for prayers for a 5-year-old Lehman Parker who had surgery. I remember him. And a Marvin Egelhart. He's in a serious condition. And also a little testimony as we have our heads bowed that I went to the doctor the other day and he texted me back up and he asked me a friend of his was really bad. And said they had to have surgery, and I guess the aorta from the stomach down from the heart or from the esophagus, somewhere in there, that an aneurysm had come in there, and they had to remove it, cut him open, and replace it with an artery inside of their stomach. And they told him there's like 10% chance. Said that she ain't gonna make it. Just remember her and her family in prayer. I said, we will go to prayer, and we believe she'll be well. I told the employees of the Voice of God, just remember that request. Just go to Him and believe. I heard word today. She's sitting up in the hospital. The tubes are out. He told the doctor, our doctor friend told her, he goes, there's a bunch of people that were praying for you. He said she started crying. That's our God. We believe when we ask, we have what we ask for. He loves those kind of odds. That's our God. When it looks like He likes it to get dark, real dark and down, it looks like there's no hope. That's when He comes on the scene, like He did with Job. He waited. Like Brother Bram said, I kept Him on that ash heap for a long time because the victory came. My Redeemer liveth. And I shall see Him in the last days. That's our hope. That's our prayer. That's our promise. That is our inheritance given to us. So if you've got a request upon your heart or a need upon your heart, just raise your hand to Him and say, Lord, do You know what it is? And Lord, You're more than able to meet it. And I'm believing for it tonight. And Lord, I'm praying for everybody else's hand that's up. Besides mine, I'm praying for everybody else that's here. I'm praying for the bride that's listening in tonight, around the world. I'm praying for them, Lord Jesus. Strengthen them, encourage them. Bless your bride.
Amen.
They're standing up with their hands up,
yeah,
believing just like you. And we're just going to invite him to come in and to be with us and to be with them. And that we know that we're going to hear from heaven tonight. Amen. So we want to sing our little song, is that we would just reach out and touch him as he's going by. Because he's here, going in and out. And he wants you to reach out and touch him. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you tonight with every fiber that's in our body, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We worship you tonight, Lord Jesus. What an honor it is, Lord, to come together and to be sitting in heavenly places with you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you promised that you would never leave us or that you would never forsake us, Lord. Father, how thankful that we are, Lord. How thankful we are to look down and to see our names written on the Lamb's Book of Life and know that you predestinated us, Father. Father, what a privileged people that we are to be sitting here in this ear time, end time, Lord Jesus, and hear these messages, Lord. You revealing yourself to the bride. We see ourselves in the Word, Lord Jesus. And Father, to give us a revelation of who you sent in this last time, Lord. It was you speaking through your prophet. That was the vessel you chose, Lord. You chose it before the foundation of the world. Father, it wasn't our choosing, but yours. And we're so thankful, Lord. We're thankful, Lord, that you give that revelation to him, that white rock, Lord. And that, Father, he give it to us, Lord. He didn't have to, but he did. Because that was that Holy Spirit, you living through him, Lord. And that we see it. And Lord, as I read that quote, that first seed to come into maturity, Lord. What a promise, Lord Jesus. That sheaf wave before the people that we can look and take hope and know, Lord. Oh, Father, we love you and we thank you, Lord. Truly, Lord, we are needy people, Lord. And we have our ups and downs and our failures. Father, we just ask that you'll be with each and every request, Lord. Each hand that went up, Lord. Just right now, may they feel your presence, Lord, and know, Lord, that you're going to meet that request for them, Lord. We believe it, Lord Jesus. We're praying for the ones that are not here tonight, Lord. You know all requests. They don't have to be spoken, Lord. You know them, Lord. You knew them before the foundation of the world. Father, meet each and every request, Lord Jesus. We thank you for healing this person, Lord, that was in the hospital. Lord, you're the great I am, Lord. We believe it. We ask it, and we just believe it, Lord. We thank you. Your prophet told us is down through these church ages, Lord, that as he expressed it, each one of them, that it was that he looked and he said there were healings, raised from the dead, and all these things. It's in your church today, Lord Jesus. We are your bride, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We just want to welcome you now to come in our midst, Lord Jesus. Anoint us, Lord Jesus, with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we've made ourselves ready. We've done all that we can. Now come, bless and be with us, Lord. And just we want to make you welcome as we sing praises to you, as we pray to you and we worship you, Lord. Open up our hearts and our ears to hear this word, Lord. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We take this service now and we commit it into your hands for your honor, for your glory. And we all say, amen.
out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to supply.
Just
reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Amen. You may be seated. Oh, there's nothing like His presence. Amen. So wonderful to be back here once again. And there's just this little song that kept coming running through my head this Easter weekend, and I know we sang it a few weeks ago or a month or so, and it's alive, alive, alive forevermore, and that's our God. Amen. So we're just going to try to sing it one more time. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Alive one more time. Oh, alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. One more time. Oh, He's alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. He's alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, my Jesus is alive, alive, He's alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive.
Oh, give me all in my lamp, I pray. Hallelujah, give me all in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Oh, yes, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing
Oh, give me oil in my lamp, my perfect amen. Oh, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. He leads me through the sinking sin. It is the Christ of Calvary. And this would be my prayer, dear Lordy, may help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Protect me by stay standing. That was so precious to see the young people that age to know every word of those songs and to sing. Papa God has got to be happy. Amen. They just ended on that little song of Malachi 4 and 5. It just, that song, Can't You See Why I'm So Happy? Amen. Oh, can't you see why? Thank you.
Of the Lord. Amen. We're ready to hear tonight the Sardisian church age, the hidden manna. It's been hidden since the foundation of the world. It is going to be revealed to you tonight through God's prophet and messenger. Now welcome to the pulpit to bring us the words of eternal life. We welcome Brother Branham. God bless you.
The King, my brother.